Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Comrade, heads up, eyes open, the fist clench. Y'all know who this is and how we do this. Let's get locked and loaded for another episode of Free MR Radio here, Intellectual Radio, in the spirit of making history, taking history, and taping history, y'all. Let's take a pause for the calls, open those front doors and back windows, and let them know that once again, it's that time of the week. And it's, again, in the spirit of making history, taking history, and taping history. Y'all hit us at 929-477-3785, and then press 1 to get in, as well as 708-223-8953, weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs. The beat goes on. For y'all those who thought it was over, it ain't over. It ain't over. The beat goes on. We're going to void the last flyer that many of you got to this week. Void that. We're going to switch lanes for an updated flyer. It's forthcoming. Again, updated flyer is forthcoming. We're going to be talking about the annual, annual trip. Chairman Fred's grave, when Chairman Fred Hampton's buried in Haynesville, Louisiana. We're going to talk about the so why didn't get a flyer? I didn't get an update. It's known that law enforcement shoot up Chairman Fred's tombstone every year like clockwork. It's been going down for decades. They don't miss a beat. They don't trip about who got, this before social media came out. They structure when they go there. They're on point. And a lot of people's position was, well, you need to get some cameras to catch them. This the South, man, in particular. Who said they was hiding it? You know what I'm saying? Who said they was hiding it? They up front about it. And in fact, we are honored that Chairman Fred Hampton was assassinated, who was targeted by the federal government at the age of 13, going on 14. In fact, the FBI thought it was a typo in his, when they put a wiretap on my grandparents' telephone, so this cat can't be that young. Can't be that young. You know what I'm saying? Taking on such pieces, taking a junior NAACP from about 700 to 300 members. 7.5 month time period. You know what I'm saying? Assassinated at the age of 21 years old, and they still shooting his grave site down in Haynesville, Louisiana. We're gonna be talking about opposition is not yet Juneteenth, still not free. You know what I'm saying? But there's an event. I'm supposed to speak at the Friday. We're going to heighten these contradictions. That's going to be on an updated flyer. What's on the bottom right? What's on the bottom right of the flyer? Ooh, so much stuff is moving and grooving. I got my pen with me. When we talk about the case, the breaking news a few hours ago, the LaBusi was arrested by going to state court. Was taken into custody. So as updates come in, we'll be talking about that. Brother Norman Richardson just commented about, this Saturday morning, the free breakfast, Pastor Brian David, our pastor, and Pastor Arlington at the church on 60 corner, 63rd, that's my, Debbie Laughlin, 6:30 Laughlin. Church, the address is going to be posted. In fact, we expect someone to call in, give us details, hot breakfast, grits and eggs, and all that good stuff. And, in honor of Chairman Fred Hampton, you know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about doing this on a continuous basis. Father's Day breakfast again, 63rd in the corner of Laughlin. 6300 is right off Ashland, again, for those not familiar with that area. This is Inglewood, south side of Chicago. Inglewood, south side of Chicago. You know what I'm saying? So the spirit of making history, taking history, and that's, again, taping history. Let's get locked and loaded. Y'all, again, forgive me. I am self-critical because, you know, I don't like doing no commercials for nobody else. You know what I'm saying? I hang my coffee cup with me. Let me say something also while I'm doing. We're going to probably exit up the StreamYard and be going straight to YouTube. So those on StreamYard following us, next week, make sure we go straight to Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred Jr., and subscribe to that. Look for us there on YouTube next week, Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred Jr. on YouTube. We still be on the Instagram official, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., Facebook at Fred Hampton, and other places. But again, we're going to be bouncing off the StreamYard and utilizing going straight to the to YouTube. I'm on air right now. I'm on radio right now. Okay, no, I lost the volume. I got to do this again. All right, let me start this again. Because once people call, the volume goes out. I'm going to click right back. I'm going to cut off and come right back in on Instagram. You all said to come on in with us, or come on in with us on Instagram. My family just hit me with this phenomenal phone, case y'all put up the phone. As myself and mother comrade when I was a youngster. Let's see if it fit. Do what it do. Yeah. The freedom fighting fashion, real talk. I guess it's a pre-Father's Day gift, you know what I'm saying? Father's Day, please say what you want. Freedom. But I know we still got to fight for that, y'all. But a few things, whatever support I want to send to Chairman Fred Jr., chairmanfredjr@gmail.com via on PayPal. One of the big house speakers, the big speaker there. There's a whole bunch of, you know what I'm saying? But the biggest present a cat can ask for, man, a black cat can ask for, is more energy and fight for freedom. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. So, again, make sure y'all like that in for next Wednesday. We're going to be on YouTube. We're going to be on YouTube. Chairman Fred Jr., subscribe to that. Yeah. Okay, we're going to go straight. I know we got some callers calling in. Go straight to that. Any PSAs, people's service announcements. And again, we're not going to be on StreamYard next week. We're going to be on YouTube, Chairman Fred Jr. Free them all, y'all, right on. Y'all, we're in the building. That's what it is, man. Love you, little brother. Man, yes, indeed. Okay, Doug, free them all. Yes, indeed. Love and respect. Phenomenal touchdown. We had an impromptu situation today. So much phenomenal energy at the house of Emmett Till. I was going to visit the site, the house my maternal grandmother stayed in. And they said, you know, we ended up having an impromptu, phenomenal powwow. You know what I'm saying? I just came from the brothers' breakfast. They do, shout out to brother Mr. Caleb Muhammad and others. I mean, energy. That's we reconnected at. Our brother Cooley was in with us now. That's we connected at. I should have texted you. You know what I'm saying? I was there. I didn't see you there. Yeah, I got that late. Quality time, always quality time. I mean, some proud, man, phenomenal energy there, phenomenal. I don't know the next one is, but I'm looking forward to it. Brother, who we got here? Let me see, I'll move this aside. And then I know we got a caller, break the ice, who you are. Then we got a caller going to be calling in also. Welcome, brother, to Free My Radio. Y'all people, introduction, who you are, and a little background or background, who you are.
Most people, particularly the comrades and what have you.
All these guys, yeah.
from the institutions and what have you know me as Cooley. You know, my government issue is Cordell, you know, and yeah, I'm recently been released from prison under wrongful conviction that we fought 28 and a half years for. So, you know, when we came out and got straight in the fight because that's what's needed. More brothers, I'm talking about more people in general to be aware of what's going on and how it's going on. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're here for. You know, free them all for sure.
Well, we honored and humbled to have you here. And we done touched down and followed up. How long were you held down, brother?
28 and a half years.
28 and a half years. My brother called in last week and I said, Brother Tyrone Pedersen, he said something. He said he got 26 in. And I said, we throw them numbers around and a lot of people can diminish the impact of that. 20, you know, I mean, 28 and a half years, and sad to say, in many cases, a lifetime, more than a lifetime. We don't take for granted to be back out here alive with your sanity intact, you know what I'm saying? And also, we refer to it the Harriet Tubman Code. Harriet Tubman Code is where those who are fortunate, you know what I'm saying, to get back out, you know what I'm saying, the sanity intact, to reach back for those who are captive. Yes, indeed. You feel free to call in. Yes, no doubt about it. Comrade, matter of fact, we should have a call because of callers in queue as we speak now. Callers in queue? And callers in queue?
If you'd like to come into queue, please press 1.
929-477-3785. Press 1. 929-477-3785 and press 1 to get in. This is Freak Free on my radio. Brother Norm Richmond, who always taps in with us, who had a lot of love and respect for, taps in, and particularly in regards to this on music. You mentioned something. Correct. We tap back in with us, Brother Norm Richmond. There's something you want to touch on. Freedom, no doubt about it. Right on, definitely remind us. Right on, Free Mumia Abu Jamal. Yes, any current updates from the case of Mumia Abu Jamal, any of those, you know what I'm saying? Feel free to tap in, give us an update, any events you have going on, you know what I'm saying? Please tap in. Megan Evers. I wish you could call in tag team. We were on Megan Evers. We just have discussed about Megan Evers. Was it blind work? The Senate of the March. You know what? Let me press before that. I was about to go into the assassination of Megan Evers. But let me flip the script. Let me go, okay, with his organizing. I was NAACP. Mississippi, I'm trying to get the exact year. Tap in with me. I was almost organized, it was a situation in particular I wanted to make mention of. But I keep on kind of like jumping the gun to go to the point about him being a Bellworth, that was his name. Bellworth, I know I said the name incorrectly, with the assassination, who wasn't even locked up till he was way up in age. And that's something that Merle Evers, his wife, really his widow, had championed about, you know what I'm saying, the individual being locked up. And he had, you know, she never even got locked up. I was about to draw a correlation to
Emmett Till.
I can't recall her name. But she never even got locked up. But he was, Bellworth was all the way up in age, you know what I'm saying? That sticks in our mind, the assassination, and it should. However, we want to balance it because a lot of times it can impact you in a detrimental way. In other words, a lot of people, you know, when you're talking about individuals with your first contact or something, you know, this can be a tactic that in regards to the breaking process. You know, when you hear people automatically say, well, no, they'll kill you for that, you know, and you diminish and negate the life that you live. You follow what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's like a brother said in L.A. When the police had battled the Panthers in L.A. My memory's good. I'm saying his name wrong. It's I can't remember his brother's name. He's in the Panther part in L.A. He said something to the effect that if nothing else for those few minutes, he's a free nigga. He, you know, said for getting down. And that dynamic of, as we say, quality time outweighs quantity time. And in many cases, you know, we see the pictures of Chairman Fred assassinated. We see the picture of Marcus Clark assassinated. We hear about Marcus Garvey being deported, you know what I'm saying? The financial, Paul Robeson, the struggles they went through, financial struggles, you know what I'm saying? The isolation, you know, the issues Fannie Lou Hamer had, you know, the struggles that Minister U.P. Newton had, the assassination of Medgar Evers. The assassination of Dr. King. So, but the deal is, and sometimes as a freedom fighter, we may take it for granted that people are familiar with that quality. And I don't want to romanticize either, because it's not something you look forward to, because a lot of heat comes with it. I relate to this statement this brother Bishop Edgar Jackson had said something to me one time. And it was in contrast to like these other people who was getting all this money, all this funding. And he had seen me get up to public transportation, the bus, actually, ironically, on 63rd and Lafayette, right about where the breakfast is going to be held this Saturday morning. Is it 9 a.m.? Yeah, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. He had seen me get up the bus on 63rd and Lafayette. And it was a big news, all these different people that we organized with, you know, who we thought was on the same, you know, they were getting all this funding. But, you know what I'm saying? Here I am, I'm getting up the bus. I ain't no funding enough, you know. And I got the bus, and he could see it. And I tried not to show the battle fatigue, but he called me off guard. And he said, Chairman, I see it. I see the look in your face. I see it. He said, but I always remember this, Chairman. Again, this is from his brother, Edgar Jackson, Bishop Edgar Jackson. He said, the lion in the wild, does not get to eat as much as the lion in the zoo. However, this lion in the zoo, it eats on a regimen, a routine with a trainer. The zookeeper brings the food into him, but the meat that the lion in the wild tastes different, and that lion gets the meat on its own terms. I said, wow, and that stuck with me. I'm in New York. I speak June 25th. I got to speak at a funeral June 25th. Got a call in queue?
Yes, sir. We have Pastor David on the line. Free them all.
Okay, right on. Free them all. Welcome to Free them all Radio.
Yes, good evening. I'm calling for Pastor David out of Chicago, Illinois. We are going to have a free breakfast Saturday, June 17th, in memory of Chairman Fred Hammond. And we're going to be located at Life Redeeming Ministries, 1505 West 63rd Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60636. The breakfast will be from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. At Life Redeeming Ministries. Again, that's going to be June 17th, this coming Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Wow. If you can't give us the address again, and I negated to say or emphasize, those listening, free breakfast, y'all. So those who went over your head the first time, rewind. There's going to be a free breakfast. Just again, Pastor, where are we going to be at and what time are we going to be there again this Saturday?
From 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
What's the main street? Is that like 63rd and Laughlin? That's the cross street?
Yes, it is. Correct. 63rd and Laughlin. That is correct.
And it's a maroon canopy over the church, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so y'all heard that. Laughlin is right up two blocks east of Ash at 63rd. So, y'all, that's 9 in the morning. Make sure you be on time, y'all. I forgot to mention that. A free breakfast. You can't. Man, again, honor Chairman Fred Hampton. That's going down, pre-Father's Day. There's so many events going on, so y'all make sure y'all be there. Right on, Pastor. Love and respect. Right on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You. Let me repeat that again, y'all. That's on 63rd, right on Gladstone, a free breakfast. One of our comrades who would get one of our comrades, our fallen comrade, long live legacy, a gangster girl. In fact, it's ironic we're talking about Lil Boosie. It's a song we did in honor of fallen comrade gangster girl. And at the end of the video, Lil Boosie gave a shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? It's on YouTube. And when Gangsta Girl first got involved in the work, she came to one of the annual Chairman Fred Streets party, August 30th. And later on, I was asked, what made I'd be interested, what made you come to the event? You know, so she ended up being a stand-up comrade. I'm talking about not 10 toes down, but I'm talking about four panther paws down on the ground. I mean, moving and grooving. And I asked her, what encouraged you? And sometimes you hear these stories, like, you know, as a child, I look forward to becoming a freedom fighter, so on and so forth. And she was so forward, and I mean, man, real deal. This comrade was real deal, man. I talk about it, I mean, real deal. And I said, what inspired you to come to that event? You know, to get you to the stage of the game. You know, to the Chairman Fred Streets party. You know, a lot of times you look for this. I heard about Chairman Fred Hampton, the Black Panther Party. But this Congress, she was a litmus test for, I mean, the streets, the raw, you know. In fact, in my poem, I said about her, you straddle the fence of keeping a G and keeping a C, you know what I'm saying, gangster and cub, you know. And she said something to the face, she said, I seen the flyer, said free food. It said, just like, nah, she's like, that's what she said. And that's what she came to the event. And lo and behold, matter of fact, while I'm talking to the comrade, before we conclude, pull that song out, Lonely Against the Girl. Tiffany, pull that song. This is a song dedicated to our fallen comrade Against the Girl. And the one at the end when Lil Boosie comes in and speaks. Mega Evers. Again, Miss Aspen, with you was Mississippi. This is the 60th anniversary. Wow. 60th anniversary. The climate and the timing. It was common discussion. You know what I'm saying? And I tell you, talk about certain historical markers. People ask, where were you at when you heard this news? You know what I'm saying? In fact, I was talking yesterday. I said, I remember when you heard about, you know, Tupac's assassination. These were some of the images. These were some of the cases of generations prior to us of hearing about the case of Mega Evers. A world discussion of what's going on. I mean, you know, what's happening in Vietnam? You know, turn a Tet Offensive, political prisoners, Dr. King, Malcolm X. You know, even different opposing ideologies. You know, but struggle was the call of the day. You know, different dynamics. You know what I'm saying? Like, in fact, I flash back to when I was held captive and I was reading what was this book entitled The Long Walk to Freedom about Nelson Mandela. And I, though, let the record reflect, ideological differences, ideological struggles. However, I remember reading a part when they was, I think, in Robben Island prison, concentration camp, and the different struggles that were occurring between the ANC, African National Congress, PAC, Pan-African Congress, Stephen Biko with Black Conscience Movement, Zulu, the different dynamic, you know, the reactionary forces, you know what I'm saying, progressive, seeking reform. And I'm reading this, and while I'm reading it, some brothers upstairs were having some issues about something trivial. It was something trivial. And it cut me. I said, damn, here I am reading this book. These people are having ideological struggles, you know what I'm saying? And y'all tripping on some minor league stuff, you know what I'm saying? The guards are beating us down. I said, I envied that. I look forward to those type of struggles, you know, that we clear on that, you know. And this is a time period, you know what I'm saying, with the assassinations of Mega Evers. Not only were the assassinations, you know, occurring, but people were clear they were assassinations. It wasn't, it wasn't to a point like, you know, you sure that, you know, the government did. I mean, I don't want to romanticize that era either, though. There was still reactionary forces, you know what I'm saying? In fact, you know, because a lot of times we look at certain periods of time, we romanticize it. Certain forces may have been dormant, or the atmosphere said it where you could, it wasn't common or you wasn't chic or cool, for, you know what I'm saying, to show your apolitical position. In other words, like, you know, you look at movies like The Mac and Superfly, you say, damn, what are these guys, these pimps, and they just popped up in 70s. No, they were alive in the 60s too, but it was a climate that made it, it was not conducive for that. You know what I'm saying? It was a climate where the ante was up. You know, it called for a different sort of movie. Look at them old Dolomite films. They were talking about Mayor Daley and political dynamics. Now, look at the discussion, like, you know, the Devil Disciples who became the Black Disciples, the Free Brooklyn, the Free Breakfast Program, the Buy Stores, the Free Medical Center. James Brown said, I'm Black and I'm proud. It was a climb when you heard about, you know, Dr. King, you clear. And so even though some people have more, even not to that point of the political dynamics, you know, the white power structure, you know what I'm saying, they done it. Mm-hmm.
Else.
You know what I'm saying? They pull the strings with it. And that, as opposed to, like, you know, a climate where you got people sitting there saying, well, I can't believe that, so on and so forth. So Megan Evers was better not die on my phone. I'm going to go charge you up in 1 minute. Megan Evers was definitely a representative of that. And tag team, and the guy, Belt, I'm not saying his name incorrectly, wasn't into... in fact, it was a movie made out of, he was up in age. I want to estimate by close to 90, if not 90, even when they locked him up, you know what I'm saying? But that case, some of the other cases was attempted to be diminished by just some racist white man. However, when you talk about the cases of, you know, we're talking about in South Carolina where the young child was murdered by an Asian merchant. You cannot, George Zimmerman, Kenneth Trayvon Martin, it cannot be detached from the politic, you know what I'm saying, that reigns, that sends a message, it's cool to do, you know what I'm saying. In fact, not only cool, you're encouraged to do what you will to the Black community. And again, Megan Everett was definitely, he was targeted for that with death threats prior to that. They were make a move on him. And right for this, it was for the historical march. He's like, you know, and I think the potential, they could see it was going to happen, you know what I'm saying? And they took into account his organizing history with this historical move / march about to occur, you know what I'm saying? Even, but I think talking about the South, like I said, like we took going out to the South this weekend, and it's the old saying, so one day the South arrives again, we respond, we know the South will fail, you know what I'm saying? But that quick letter I, Mississippi, I mean, the bloods, you know what I'm saying, the Mega Evans, so many others, remains. We live in the record on Free 'Em All Radio, in the spirit of making history, taking history, y'all. Y'all feel free to call in the Cub in. What is it, 929-477-3785 and press 1. Any callers?
Free 'Em All, Brother Chad. We have Brother Norman on the line. Free 'Em All.
Free 'Em All. And as I step up for a minute, I'm charging my phone back on Instagram, y'all. So Instagram, the phone might dab. I'm gonna recharge it back up. It won't fill that thing. We get over here. No. Okay, let's ride it to wheels fall off. Norman, my brother, welcome. Welcome to Free 'Em All Radio.
How are you doing, my brother?
I'm good, brother. Good to hear your voice as always.
I wanted to say, like in 1963, I was in Grambling, Louisiana. It was the holidays. And I have family, as you know, in I was born in Arcadia, Louisiana, and I have family from most of them are my mother was born in Simsboro, and you know I have Monroe, Shreveport, you know that part of Louisiana, the same place your father is buried in, and I was down there, and I'll tell you, I'm sorry.
No, I was just, Monroe, Louise, you gave a rundown. You know, I mean, cats came from that down there, that red clay dirt before you. A lot of people come from down there. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. No, what I remember, I'll give you a story. I was a kid then, 14, 15, and I had an Aunt Helen. She let me stay up to see Dick Gregory. Dick Gregory was going to be on The Tonight Show, so I'm 13, 14, and she said, I'm going to let you stay up so you can see Dick Gregory, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sitting up and watching TV and, the Johnny Carson show. The next thing I know,
Brother Norm Richard.
Yes, sir.
Okay, just out of curiosity, what capacity was Dick Gregory? Was okay? This was the comedian, activist. Where was he at in this stage in the game?
He was a comedian at that particular time, but he was speaking out. He was beginning to speak out. But the problem was when he came on TV, they turned the sound off.
Hmm.
And when he got off, or when he stopped talking, they turned the sound back on. Now I don't know if I think the the feed was coming from Shreveport, I believe. I don't think it was coming from Monroe, because Shreveport, as you know, is a much bigger city. Monroe is a smaller place, so Shreveport. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, those are the big cities in Louisiana. So it was coming from Shreveport.
Brother Norm, you triggered my memory. Was it President Lyndon Baines Johnson, when Fannie Lou Hamer was set to speak at the Democratic Convention, they cut her sound off?
I believe it was, I think it was Lyndon Buffoon Johnson, Lyndon B., yeah, right.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Fannie
Lou Hamer. So
Fannie Lou Hamer. That's when they had the Mississippi Freedom. They were part of the Democratic Party, and that's when they formed, I guess, the Freedom Now. They had a caucus.
And
because
the electoral political symbol was the Black Panther, in contrast to the White Rooster for the that they had now in Lowndes County, Alabama, and they had cut the sound off. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is that people talk about, I can't believe they banned me on Facebook or some of y'all social media. This matching of communication is a war tactic. It's a war tactic. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead, you tell us about that they did the sound with Dick Gregory, when he was a child on the TV show.
Yes, that's right. I was sitting, like I said, my Aunt Helen allowed me to stay up because she wanted me to see Dick Gregory because, this is before you were born, but there was a time when we used to, if the Temptations were going to come on the Ed Sullivan Show, 8 o'clock, it used to come on 8 o'clock on Sunday night. Hey man, that was like a heavyweight championship fight between like Muhammad Ali fighting Sonny Liston or Joe Louis fighting Max Smelling. That was a big deal.
You're right. I wasn't born there, but let me jump in. I'm flashbacking when I was locked up in places like Menard, and you wouldn't even see black people. To the point, if a commercial is like a Soul Train or some black people came on TV, you heard brothers hollering all over the gallery. Turn the channel such and such. You know what I'm saying? And I remember one time when the Williams sisters that first coming out with the tennis, and the gallery was up, it was locked. The people say, man, some big tennis thing was on. And everybody was talking about it. And it got real intense. I forgot the young white lady she was playing against. And one white boy, they say in every neighborhood would be some cool white dude or white girl that grew up in the neighborhood. The one white dude was one of them quote-unquote cool guys. He got so emotionally caught up with the tennis thing, he slipped up and he said the wrong word. and it was a deafening silence. A deafening silence when he said it. It gets real quiet on the gallery, and I remember one brother on the deck said he sounded like that movie *Menace to Society* when Bill Duke's character told the guy in the police station, "You know fucked up, right?" And so I came with the guy, said, "You know fucked up, right?" That was the best thing. But go ahead, my brother. I'm just saying, go ahead. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I spent the whole summer in Louisiana. I'll tell you another story. I will remember I was standing on the football field with Coach Eddie Robinson. At one time, Eddie Robinson was a football coach, and he had won more football games, I guess, than any other coach in college football. I think someone has eclipsed him now. So I'm standing on the field with Coach Eddie Robinson and a brother by the name of Stone Johnson. Stone Johnson was a sprinter who had won. I think he had won. He came in third in the Olympics in the 200 meters, and he anchored the relay, you know, the 4x4 relay, and the Americans won, and they messed up on the baton, so they got disqualified. So I'm standing up there, and I was 14. So my Uncle Milton says, you know, they call me Earl. He says, Earl, I want you to meet Stone Johnson. So I'm 14 years old, and I'm a track and field nut. So I said, yeah, Uncle Milton, I know who Stone Johnson is. And, you know, I'm sitting up there like this. I was like meeting Michael Jackson or somebody. And I went back to, so I go back to California. Stone Johnson is drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs. He's going to be the punt returner. So this brother is, they kick the football to Stone Johnson. He catches the ball. He gets hit and has a concussion, and he dies 9 days later. Yep.
Wow.
I never
will
forget that as long as I live. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Stone Johnson. He was born in Dallas, Texas, and he played with the Kansas City Chiefs, right?
That's news to me. You hit me. Yeah, I want to meet with him. Wow. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, he was kind of a stand-up guy too, because he took some. Yeah, he took some positions. You know, he spoke out quite a bit about about the conditions, and he overcame a lot of handicaps. I think he was supposedly sickly, but you know he got enough strength in order to, like I say, become an Olympic champion, right?
Mm-hmm. In that South, growing up, you mentioned about the TV. How was it like? Okay, like with I'm sure it wasn't common. You know, like when TVs at that time, every household didn't have a TV, and this was we're talking about the black and white TVs too. Like when people, like there'd be like a gathering, people say, "We going to watch a show? The Temptations is going to be on TV or something." Other people, I mean, then houses, there was some distance. There was, you know, like spread out too with the land. How did that work? Like, the communalism, the people come over and watch TV?
At that particular time, it was almost like, I remember I saw the Mike Tyson, Buster Douglas fight in Ghana. And when I saw that, when I say it wasn't no pay-per-view type of thing. It was like one TV, and they had it hooked up, so you know, like a screen would be blown up, and you had like maybe 100 people watching it. In America, during that particular time, it was similar. You know, people would, you know, your cousins would come over, your aunts and your uncles,
right,
and the next door neighbor and their kids, and da da da. It was that type of situation.
I recall. When cable was first, you know, this was for the cable man, you know, the hookup was happening, and the cable boxes, the brown boxes, on, you know, and,
I remember that.
Yeah, there's one brother and sister, he and this lady, their mother had a cable box over there. And I recall the videos coming on, and particularly the vapors, and
right,
who got the Biz Markie, Big Daddy Kane. And I just remember us running over there, you know what I'm saying, all packing up in their house, you know, to watch that big cable box that was packing up in that room. Yeah, that's a memory, yeah, that sticks in. Yeah.
You're talking about Biz Markie, you got what I need.
I think it was, also speaking of the politics of music, I think it was his manager, agent, that was exposed also as undercover, or not undercover, was an agent for the government.
This first time I'm here. I'm gonna do some research on that.
I'm gonna go check. It was him. Let me make sure. Okay, it was him. It was him or Heavy D. I'm gonna go back and check, confirm it. I'm almost sure it's Biz Markie. I definitely want to make sure, you know, same. Do some research on that. I'm gonna check that too as we speak. Yeah, it was definitely one of them. I'm almost sure it's Biz Markie, but I want to state it for a fact yet. But I'll go back and check. Yeah. And this,
well,
Biz Markie
he was a comedian. He had the sense of humor. He
yeah.
had, He kept me laughing.
Let me say this too, just for the record. Even if it was him, this is no indictment on him. But just like in the industry, you know what I'm saying? The politics of these different dynamics, and you know, a lot of people, you know, like understand why certain artists can't do certain things, and you know, I remember a famous basketball player. I went to go meet with him. I was told who's going to be the person around. They have to put people around you, the blocker. You know what I'm saying? And I was having to have the discussion, and this one guy, like literally, you know, I had this on so many occasions, and people think a lot of times, you know, music just we go to the artist say something, and you'll be surprised the whole machinery that goes on. You know what I'm saying? The entourage, or whether it become the form of a groupie or a manager, or the actual artists themselves. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people didn't recognize even the infiltration or the counterinsurgency involvement, and even with hip hop, until the hip hop cops was exposed. Every dynamic. You go back and look at Billie Holiday. You know, the agents. They sick on them in relationships. The ones who they sent around to supply the narcotics. All this. You know what I'm saying? Again. And this is the counterinsurgency involving every aspect, you know, movement, our music, so on and so forth. You Googled it?
No.
Okay. It's calling Q?
No.
Okay. Did she call in? She pressed one? Okay, but she pressed one. Okay,
And someone, you want to let me go and let the other caller come in.
Make sure they in queue first, because I'm going now. I can't say I'm going down memory lane with you, because it's a different generation. But I'm drawing a lot of correlations to, you know, and I always do touch bases with you. So the comrade, do we have the other caller in queue?
Free them all, brother chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Free them all.
You have to press 1. You have to press 1, callers. 929-477-3785. You got to press 1 so we can bring you right in. Yeah. Give us another. Take us back again, Brother Norm. Another memory.
Well, I remember Eddie Kendricks. I know you're Eddie Kendricks, man, but
name,
I remember.
Let's put that name out there like it's a foregone. Foregone conclusion, everyone knows who Eddie Kendricks is, you know what I'm saying? So just give us the background.
Eddie Kendricks was a sweet man in the tip with the pretty falsetto. And you're my everything. That's Eddie Kendricks.
Just my keep on trucking.
Yeah.
Keep on trucking was a solo career, correct? That was a solo career.
Yeah, that was solo. Keep on trucking and
that was solo.
Boogie Down. That was solo. But Just My Imagination is a big, everybody knows Eddie Kendricks.
Just My Imagination.
So Just My Imagination.
Yeah.
And Get Ready.
Now and Get Ready, Temptations. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to jump in with you over the story with Eddie Kendricks also. You know what I'm saying? Temptations, Rick James, they're performing. My mother took me the impact of me with Temptations as a child. I recall about to run away. I'm about to run away from the house. You know what I'm saying? I forgot how old I was. My mother played that Temptations, Runaway Child.
Runaway Child, running wild.
But I said, on second thought, I'm gonna think about this for a minute before I make my move. You know, after I heard Runaway Child. But we went to go see the concert, and I remember Eddie Kendricks had brought me up on the stage as a child. I recall that. Brother on the stage. Go ahead. I was locked up. We had intense, I'm talking intense debates, me and my celly. Tony Smooth, he locked up 18 years. Anthony Sparkman. They had a battle of the Dusties on Saturdays, and boy, we would sit there. He would stand by the Smokey Robinson in a Miracle. Now I'm talking about it might have almost came to blows in that cell a few times. I said, no group can beat the Temptations, man. The Temptations that's the baddest group. He stood on it. I love that brother, that band. We used to talk, we used to debate about them groups, man. But go ahead with you about Eddie Kendricks, man.
Well, yeah, I remember Eddie Kendricks. My cousin, used to be Eddie Kendrick's road manager. But Eddie Kendrick's, I remember when we met Eddie Kendrick, we had a group called the Biko Rodney Malcolm Coalition, and we would give awards away for those artists that refused to perform in South Africa. So
why was it the Biko? Excuse me, brother. The Biko Rodney Malcolm Award.
It was a Steve Biko, Walter Rodney,
Steve Biko,
Malcolm X, coalition, because we were in Toronto. So we had, you know, in Toronto you have Africans from born in Canada, born in the Caribbean, and born in Africa. So we took a person from the Caribbean, a person from the African continent, and from North America. So we call it the Biko Rodney Malcolm Coalition.
Tag team with Brother Norman. Well, we got the attention. I think it's something significant. Just have like the anniversary somewhere around Walter Rodney. Is it something significant at the time?
It was Walter Rodney. Yeah, it was Walter Rodney's. He was assassinated. Yeah. He was assassinated when was Walter killed? I'm having a senior moment now. He was killed. He was killed about 50 years ago, maybe. Yeah, he was
just
killed.
With the anniversary of Walter Rodney, and Stephen Biko was assassinated
77,
Pretoria, occupied Tanzania. Stephen Biko, that Denzel Washington played him in a movie. Cry of Freedom. Yeah,
that was a great.
Yeah.
He did a great. He played it. He got it. Yeah,
I always thought.
I heard
he played it. I don't understand. Go ahead.
I heard Mary McCabe say that she said that he had the accent. She talked about Denzel like he could walk on water. She said she really loved that role that he played.
Those who have seen that, go back and look at there. He played that. I don't know what he done. He didn't play. I mean, you know, he gets into it. I mean, Hurricane, man, Malcolm, he gets into it.
Reuben Carter, right?
That was in reference to the Free 'Em All topic that we wanted to discuss and put the message out there that, man, brothers and sisters are united to fight for. Brothers that other comrades that is incarcerated.
Okay.
Sure.
Right on.
And we have a coalition of brothers and sisters that are coming together. The Mamas with Nadine Nedbour. I'm sure.
Stay with us, Norman. We're tagging all this in together. Stay with us.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
free them all, Brother Chairman. We have Sister Nadine on the line.
Okay.
I've spoken of.
Okay, you spoke. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
We don't say grandma, we say cub with us, and a pamper cub with us. We'll say bear with us. Welcome, sister. Welcome to Free 'Em All Radio. Give us an introduction to who we have here and what's going on. What's going on?
How you doing? My name is Nadine Nubber. I'm with
the Mama's
organization.
Welcome,
thanks for having me on the show. Thank you.
Yes.
I'll just share a little bit about what we're up to. How does that sound?
Okay.
Yeah, so we work with mothers of police torture survivors, and one of our principles is that when we think about the violence of policing and prisons, we want to expand it beyond the individuals who have been targeted by the cops and the prisons to take seriously how the system affects the people who are doing the care work, who are caring and loving and protecting and fighting for those survivors on the outside who tend to be their mothers or their sisters or their aunties or their grandmas or their neighbors. So we're trying to uplift the women, especially Black women, Latinx women, who are doing all that invisible work on the outside, behind the scenes, that people tend to, you know, ignore them or forget that there's a whole bunch of people on the outside who are paying the price and carrying the struggle on their shoulders. So that's kind of what, you know, what we're about. We're about uplifting the idea of, like, you know, inside and outside the prison walls are connected, especially if we want to talk about the women who are carrying these struggles on their shoulders. So I'll stop there.
If I may piggyback off of that as well.
There ain't no good word to use around here, man. Not piggyback.
Well, you know, the piggyback, you know, we need to get on that. You know, that's exactly what we're trying to do, and bring awareness to the forefront that the fight is going on out here. And as the sister Nadine said and spoke about in regards to the impact that is placed on the families, the mothers in particular, of those of us who have been wrongfully convicted, exonerated, and occupied within our community, you know what I'm saying? Those civil servants that we have that are not civil and how they're serving our community, we have to definitely bring that fight to them. And that's what we're doing along with We the Survivors, the Mamas, the National Alliance, the Chicago Alliance of Political Repression, as well as the Chicago Torture Center, whom we are all collaborating on to get a conscious effort and movement going. Right now, there's an order out that has exposed these crooked cops, particularly these ones that have John Halloran, Boudreaux, and James O'Brien, amongst others, but these three in particular have been mentioned, and we want to hold them accountable for all that they have done wrong, to say the least, against our people within our communities, our minority communities in particular.
You just mentioned some names that have a impact. I know some people's hair is raised up on their back when they heard some of those names, you know, Boudreaux, Halloran, you know, and for those who are outside of the Chicago area in particular, you can't just give us like the significance of, you know, in particular with the, like, even with the Boudreaux, like with the juveniles, the youngsters, was notorious. There's people now that hear his name that still shake, you know what I'm saying? He was accredited for solving all these children's cases. He's like this great, you know, like this something called Columbo.
Great white hope.
Yeah, every time it was a case, it was a case with this old white lady that was murdered. And I forgot who they gave the case to on that.
Brother PR, I believe his name was Perez. He was he was exonerated.
He won the case, and this is a child. Boudreaux was notorious for the torture and then taking children to McDonald's after he beat, you know what I'm saying? Stuff that you, I mean, and also tied for those who are not familiar, the infamous former Lieutenant John Burge. So these this is like a elite team, like a Navy SEALs, you know what I'm saying, equipped, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The torch,
yeah.
And they refer to it, Amnesty International, the House of Scream.
Yeah.
So those names, so where can people find you? So these names, so a lot of times people just hear John Burge and say that he's the only one.
With him, it's carrying on.
Yeah.
It's carrying on to present day with a 100 or so newly released list of polices that have been found to actually falsified information on recently active investigations. So this is constant, and we are consistently being the bearers of these atrocities or this pain. This real pain that is leaving us brothers and sisters locked down for 28 and a half plus years, 20 plus years, multiple decades. You know what I'm saying? And that's why right now I'm so passionate about this fight that we are taking. We have a order that was came down that I mentioned and alluded to earlier that made mention of these cops in particular not being credible and completely unreliable, which led to more cops being not called by the state's attorney's office on this list of no call, so they can't be further impeached and otherwise held accountable. But there is a petition that is being formed by the organizations that I've recently mentioned, in regards to vacating the sentences of all the brothers, free them all, who are currently incarcerated still to this day, currently incarcerated under wrongful convictions and need to be exonerated from all charges that have been placed upon them by these crooked police who have been proven to torture brothers, house of screams and what have you.
Give out some people. Levante Burke, some others are coming. They want some contact information about this orders put out. You know what I'm saying? So is this some social media contact people can be kept abreast of what's going on with this?
Actually, brothers and sisters, y'all can get involved with this. This order is going to be pushed out to all media streams of information. But this order is a public order, came out in February of this year that named these three individuals in particular. Now, we know it's way more than three of them that have done what they've done in the name of the taxpayers' dollars. You know what I'm saying? And that is not how citizens portrayed in the American, particularly Chicago judicial system, are to be accosted. You know, and it's real in the field. You know, and we as a people have to become aware of what's going on and lead the fight the way it's truly meant to be led. And man, I can't say enough, free them all, because that is the call. Ain't no question.
So is it a number or a website that people can go, you also keep updated with this? Is it is it a location they come to?
Right now, we can link up, or brothers and sisters, y'all can link up with the Mama's Organization.
Okay.
As well as the Chicago Torture Justice Center.
Okay.
As well as the National Alliance. The Chicago Alliance, CFIS.
Okay.
You know, we are in direct communication with the members of CFIS, the executive board and committee, as well as the CTJ.
Someone type this in as he says those different organizations. Someone type this in, repost it. Get it, you know what I'm saying? As he puts them out.
Yes.
Repeat it again if you can.
The organizations that are involved with the vacating of sentences of our comrades who need to be exonerated ASAP for having dealing with these torturous cops, as well as fell victim to this systemic racism and classism that's going on in the judicial process, with many of us not understanding and coming from their halls and institutions of learning. You know what I'm saying? We start out behind the eight ball to try and get up in the corner pocket to try and get on the table of a level playing field. You did? However, the organizations that is involved in this movement is We the Survivors, the Mamas, CTJC, Chicago Torture Justice Center, as well as CFIS. The Chicago Alliance is a subtitle of the National Alliance and the movement thereof to free us all.
Come on, we live and direct. It's been making history, taking history, and taking history, y'all. Is she still on?
Nadine,
are you still on?
You dropped, Brother Chair.
She's going to call back in and get some comments. We'll close the comments before we go. Yes, indeed. Y'all make sure again. The last flyer, put a void. It's gonna be a void on that one. You know, we're gonna be talking about the updates with Lil Boosie. We're gonna be talking about, you know, so don't forget the breakfast this Saturday. 63rd is the church on 63rd and Laughlin. Don't forget the Louisiana, the trip down there. Whatever donations and support you can, send the Cash App, $ Save the Hampton House, or PayPal, Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. The van should be leaving from the wall, Madison, California. We're looking at 3 or 4 o'clock that day, Saturday. You know what I'm saying? That to be out in Louisiana, Father's Day. Also, 59th and Hermitage at the park down there. We got a mobilization going on down there. We're gonna be doing that's Saturday in the morning, about 11 o'clock. Emmett Till,
54th
and St. Lawrence. Huh? You better believe. Hold on. And y'all listen. Y'all know, hey, we come with lock and load y'all calendars, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing a late celebration, though, but still, I'll take a pause for the calls, you know what I'm saying? It'll pull over on the 16th this Friday. There's a lot of discussion going on about this cat. It shouldn't be just now, but all the time. We always, man, we honored to have we a double bubble on the celebrations, y'all. We had a Pac, getting there, Tupac's birthday coming up.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, hold on, don't get out the car yet, man. Don't put your libations, don't put your libations down yet. Don't put the smoke out yet, man. Comrade Queen Daphne, her birthday. I'm flashing back at the Hampton House. We got there one time. It was, man, I don't know if the heat was on or not, dude, but it was a celebration. But that's the comrade. Happy upcoming birthday. Happy upcoming birthday, Park. I know, hey, y'all going to kick it in. We're going to celebrate late. So don't stop. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be pulling in. Well, you do it all month anyway. So
yeah, I'm already started. And Tim, can you grab Park and bring him too?
I got to bring Park. So the comrade got to post the Park in the house. And the same day, same year, Tupac.
Yes, indeed.
I have my cigar. That's all I'm smoking. You and Pac, do y'all. I know y'all don't do y'all thing on some other smoking stuff, but I have my cigar.
Yes, indeed.
Man, what we got here? So look, if you can, give me two things. If you can find me some comrade. Did she get back in? If not. Give back in this week, Levante. Give me Gangsta Girl and give me if you can find it in Tupac, if you know where that Tupac is at.
Well, Pac is already in queue.
I already in queue. We ain't never left. He ain't never left the building.
Ain't never left the building, yeah.
We will have an in-depth conversation about a lot of this footage and a lot of discussion that's happening too, y'all. They don't down the road. So I know it's a lot of discussion happening. We gonna probably have some in-depth conversation. You know what I'm saying? Reverence that love, respect, and appreciation, y'all. Man, thank you, brother, for tapping in with us, man. You're welcome anytime. They call back in with us. You know, so we here on Wednesday, Free Them All Radio, y'all. Y'all, man, spread the word. The next, we update y'all's case on your boots and some other stuff, too, though, man. Let's talk, man. Man, what's it called? Free Them All, y'all.
Free Them All.
Free Them All.
Looking for these better days.
Time to question our lifestyle, look how we live. Smoking weed like it ain't no thing. So even kids wanna try now, then lie down and get ran through. Nobody watches them clocking the evil man do. Faced with the demons, addicted to hearing victims screaming. Guess we was evil since birth, product of cursed semen. Cause even our birthdays is cursed days. A born thug in the first place, the worst way. I love to see the block and peak with no more jailers and crooked cops. The only way to stop the beat, and only we can change. It's up to us to clean up the street. Today ain't the same. Too many murders, too many funerals, and too many tears. Just seen another brother buried. Plus I knew him for years. That's my family, but what could I say? Keep your head up and try to keep the faith and pray for better days. Better days. Better days. Hey, better days. I'm thinking about better days. Better days, better days, better days. Hey, better days. Got me thinking about better days. Thinking back as an adolescent, who would have guessed that in my future years I'd be stressing. Some say the ghetto's sick and corrupt. Plus my P.O. won't let me hang with the brothers I grew up with. Trying to keep my head up and stay strong. All my homies slanging J-O all day long. But they wrong, so I'm solo and so broke. Saving up for some Jordans, cause they dope. I got a girl and I love her, but she broke too. So am I, can't take her to the place she wanna go to. So we argue and play fight all day and night, making passionate love to the daylight. Plus we about to get evicted, can't pay the rent. Guess it's time to see who really is your friend. Tell me you're pregnant and I'm amazed. So many blessings while we stressing, looking for the better day. Better day, better day, better day. Hey, better day. I'm thinking about better day. Better day, better day, better day. Hey, better day. Got me thinking about better day. Now me and you was real cool. Hell on them square fools. Since back in high school, we was true, me and you.
Only part of them separated, we stay faded. Affiliated with gangbangers and still made it. Up in the gym, mess with me, gotta mess with him. Still dressing like grown men when rolling. Out in the dark, smoking Newport, gaming Mark. Got a place in my heart, homie, stay smart. Locked you up in the pen and gave you 3 to 10. I send you letters with Netflix and old friends. Hoping you well, I know it's hell doing time in the cell. You need mail when you in jail. And me, I'm doing cool. Settled down, had a family, working in night school. Every once in a while I reminisce and wonder how we ever came to this. I miss the better day. Better day, better day. Hey, day. Thinking about better days. Better day, better day, better day. Hey, better day. Got me thinking about better days. Send this one out to all the homeboys down in that Clinton lockdown. Rikers Island, all them dudes I was locked up with. E-Block, F-Block, L-H. N-I-C and Rikers Island. Downstate, all the people I met along the way. Better days is coming home, bro. Yeah.
Better days, looking for the better days. Hey.
Make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes, can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime, I ain't have to do. But now back with the back, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and push back you up. You gotta learn to hold your own, they get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this, I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. Episode number two, you say it ain't cool. But it raised no food. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped. And I never get to lay back, cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back, coming back after all these years. Right,
that's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Something will never change.
What's up, what's up?
Hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio getting blow to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigue, black jeans and boots. I disappeared in the crowd, all you seen was shoot. This real nigga named Nine, think he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasy, nigga, I reject your deposit. We should've trade one band, now we out of the closet. Mom deep, wonder why, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. Beat me, I take this bullshit deeply. There seems too many real players for to let these bitch niggas beat me. Brother, let's be honest, you a punk or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said in the vibe about me being the thug? And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Payback, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Max, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now, take it like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick, trying to play a hate on my shit. To eat a fat dick, let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Nigga, against all odds, over in my thug motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Nigga, against all odds, up in the studio getting blown, the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, open my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard he was light-skinned stocky with a Haitian accent. Jewelry, fast cars, and he's known for flashing. Listen while I take you back and lay this rap. A real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was working for the feds, same crime, different trials. Nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention? Promise to pay back Jimmy Hitchman. In due time, I need you bitch niggas is listening. The world is mine. Set me up, wet me up. Niggas stuck me up. Heard your guns bust, but you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine on everything I owe. I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga. All out warfare. Eye for eye. Last words to a bitch nigga. Why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back now. Watch your front. Here we come, gunshots to tuck. Now you stuck. Fuck the rap game, nigga. This M.O.B. So believe me, we enemies. I go against all odds. I'm hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Be against all odds. Up in the studio, getting blown. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds. Hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. To hide that back, he did some shitty shit to did. So we riding for that. And that nigga that was down with me, rested dead. Switch sides, gets his new friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I said. I bring the real, be a legend, breathing the dead. Lord, listen to me, God don't like ugly, it was written. Nah, your whole damn style is written. You heard my melody, read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities, felonious capers. Say you wanna live my life. What's a hostage now? Niggas that don't rhyme right. You see too many movies, blow them up against the wall. Close his eyes. Since you lie, you die. Goodbye. Let the real live niggas hear the truth for me. And what would you do if you was me, nigga? Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote.
against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, open my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds.
One love to my true thug niggas. 21 guns salute to my niggas that died in the line of duty. Represent to the fullest being soldiers. The military minds that play the rules of the game. 21 guns salute. I salute you, my niggas. Stay strong. I ride for you. I rhyme for you. I roll for you.
Let's go. Get out of here.
It's all you dismayed niggas. I'm coming for you. It's all right. Yeah, who the fuck is you? Touch me, match you. I know you motherfuckers can think I forgot. Hell no, I ain't forgot, nigga. I just remember what you told me. You said don't rule a war unless I got my money right. I got my money right, nigga. I want war.